The Department of Health and Social Services will determine the vaccine assessment rate for each payer, i.e. a health care insurer or health benefit plan, based on the covered people they serve.
Private and public insurance companies pay into an account from which the State of Alaska Immunization Program can purchase vaccines and make them more widely available.
This is Rosalind Singleton, a staff physician at the Section of Epidemiology at DHSS. She says AVAP is intended to update the immunization program in Alaska because of the decrease in federal funding.
At the same time, the cost of vaccines went from, in the 80s, it was about, $45 to $80, and now it's $2,000 to vaccinate a child.
Singleton says a huge concern to her and those in the health sector lies in the villages. Rural Alaska and small communities have difficulty getting to vaccines because of the cost, or they can't obtain them because of regulations.
We want to make sure that all children have access to vaccines no matter where they are, and then some of the core adult vaccines also.
AVAP's effectiveness depends on several factors, including the participation of payers and providers. The state is expecting that with 100% participation, AVAP will increase patient access, help curb the cost of vaccines, and ease the burden on providers like health clinics and hospitals. In Dillingham, I'm Thea Card.